Hello and welcome to the Big O podcast with me, your host, Emma Arini. I am the business dating coach, speaker and photographer, also known as the Joyous Misfit. I use sensual somatics to help you to be seen, to be heard and to be unapologetically you so that you can embody your deeply sensual feminine presence and become wildly magnetic in your life and business. The Big O explores ways that you can use your pleasure to elevate yourself and your business, where you learn how to relate and express yourself unashamedly, embracing your femme fatale energy. So it's time for you to get turned on by your life and business and to experience the Big O. Hello and welcome back to the Big O podcast. Today, I am here to talk to you about pleasure and what that actually means. Now, pleasure is given quite a lot of bad press. There's so much out there, so much information that tells us every single day that pleasure is bad and it's selfish and it's crude and everything else under the sun, right? Now, what I'm here to talk to you about is what pleasure really truly is. Okay. I want to explore with you what it really means, to be led by pleasure, what it really means to activate your pleasure, and how that actually supports you with your confidence. Because sometimes there needs to be a big mindset shift around this work first before you can really dive into it. So pleasure. Now, often, and I find this really funny because I go to quite a lot of events and networking events, and obviously where I actively speak about this, I get quite a few mixed reactions. Now, often when I'm introducing myself and I say I'm the pleasure activator and I support women to activate their confidence through pleasure, I get quite a lot of eyebrows raised because instantly everybody's mind goes straight to the gutter, right? It goes straight to, oh, pleasure. Okay. And they instantly start spiraling into these kind of thoughts of what I do. And actually what I do is very, very simple. It's supporting women to feel empowered in their own body. And this is body, mind, and soul. And pleasure is simply the path to doing that. Now, often people have the mindset of feeling like they need to do, and they need to achieve, and things need to be hard to be worthwhile. Now, I think the reason pleasure gets such a bad press is because of this, because that belief has served so many things socially, culturally, for so long that people find it really hard to move away from. It's been ingrained. It's ingrained to help us or help businesses to profit from us working really, really hard, right? And basically burning ourselves out. Now, pleasure is a different way. It's a different way of being. It's a different way of existing. It's about taking whatever really lights you up and makes you feel good on a physical, mental, and emotional level. And you follow that. You follow that and you give yourself permission to create a life based on that. Now, this is why I say time and time again, pleasure is the ultimate act of rebellion, because by following this, by allowing yourself this, you are actually going against the societal norms. You are the one that's saying, hang on a minute, this life is mine. This life is the life that I want to fucking love. And I am going to lead it in that way. So this is why Joyous Misfit is still a very appropriate name for my entire business, because you do become the misfit here. You become the joyous one. You become led by your joy, by your love, by things that just light you up. Now that is pure pleasure. Now, most of the women that I work with and support, whether you are part of my community, the Pleasure Code community, whether you are in my world, whether you are a direct client of mine, you feel as though you are very disconnected. So pleasure at the moment for you may feel like literally a million miles away because you actually just feel disconnected from who you are, from your body. And you are looking to find yourself, okay? This is usually where the journey begins. And actually, from my experience, through my training, through all the multiple things that I've learned over many, many years, and through my own personal experience of this journey, the absolute best way to move through this and to really discover who you are is to start doing the things you love, following the pleasure, following the joy, following that spark, that kind of feeling that you get. Perhaps it's in your chest, perhaps it's kind of lower in your body, perhaps it's right down to your root. You, whatever lights you up, whatever you, wherever you can feel that energy or that kind of fire, that following, that pure excitement, that joy, or sometimes it might present as just contentment, as peace, as relief. That is what pleasure truly is. And when you begin on this journey, the best way to access that, to reconnect with who you are, to reconnect with what pleasure feels like for you, is through your body. Now, this is why I am somatic. I am somatic trauma informed trained, to really work with your body. Okay. Now, this can start in multiple ways, and I don't want to go into it too much during this podcast. You can obviously delve in I've got lots of resources available. I've got my free confidence guide, which outlines the pleasure code framework, which I use. I have got the pleasure archetype analysis, where you can come and find out really about who you are in that way, what archetype is your most dominant one, and how you can start playing to your strengths, basically. So there's lots available for you. But the point of this is that I really want you to understand and feel that pleasure is good. We are here not just to exist and strive and burn ourselves out and just deplete ourselves. We are here to enjoy our experience. The point of life is for us to be here and to experience it. And that means all of it. Now, what I want you to really understand is that just because the path, the method, the framework that I use here is pleasure, for you to really experience pleasure, it means that you get to move through those low points as well. Okay. It doesn't mean that we are pushing aside anything that we don't like. That's not the point here. The point is that we get to move through them in an easier way. We get to move through them where our nervous system remains regulated, where we are not pushing ourselves into burnout. We are not basically crucifying ourselves with self-judgment, that we are not holding ourselves back, okay, based on our own perception of what pleasure is, or based on other people's judgments, okay? The point here is that pleasure and the pleasure code framework, that is a path. That is a way of navigating. So whether you are navigating, just finding yourself, perhaps finding yourself after being a mum for so long, perhaps it's refinding yourself after you start experiencing perimenopause symptoms and your body starts changing, okay? Perhaps it is a change in career, a change in location, a change in a relationship or a relationship breakdown, okay? A separation. Basically, the path of pleasure is you choosing yourself. You choosing to put your oxygen mask on first. You choosing to fill your cup up first. And this is so incredibly important, because what I really want you to understand here, particularly if you are a perfectionist or a people pleaser and you are really driven by serving others, by what other people want, I really want you to understand here is that you cannot serve when you are empty. You cannot show up for your partner, for your job, for your children, if you have nothing left, if you are completely depleted. Now, this is why I started this whole journey. This is why I support you here and now. This is why I started the Pleasure Code Academy, the coaching programs that I have, the pleasure prescription calls, the one-off calls where you can come and talk to me and I can support you through one problem. This is why I do it. I was there, totally depleted. In fact, I had a full-blown mental breakdown. And if you want to know more about that, then you can go and listen to some of the previous podcast episodes that I've done where I talk quite openly about that. But my whole body, my whole being was in a place of complete and utter breakdown. I could not function. I could not even speak, actually. And the way that I moved through that was through following pleasure, through following joy, through refinding myself, through refinding what lit me up, through reconnecting with my body. I mean, for goodness sake, I've mentioned this before, but I thought I hated sex. I thought it was a chore. And actually, it's one of the greatest pleasures that you can have when you allow yourself to reconnect with your body, because it develops relationships, a relationship with yourself and with your partner. There's so much beauty in it. And yet we are taught to be ashamed of this part of ourselves. So this episode here is really just to help you to give yourself permission. Give yourself permission to choose yourself. Give yourself permission to put your oxygen mask on first and to fill your own cup up. And if you want to know where to start with your body. Always start with your body. What feels good? And when I say that, I'm talking about if you are really disconnected from this and you really struggle with this idea, I'm talking about just starting with perhaps the clothes that you wear. What material feels good on your skin? What shoes feel good? What way of doing your makeup or hair feels good for you? And basically start with those little micro actions where you are led by your pleasure, okay? And this is such a beautiful thing because this just continues to grow. And the bolder you get and the more confident you get in yourself and the more confident you get in your pleasure and your intuition listening to yourself, then the more confident you get in communicating that as well. And can you see how this expands so much within working relationships, within partnerships, within loving relationships, okay? Even your relationship with your children. This just keeps expanding and growing. So start simply. Start by just choosing yourself. And it can be so small. And I would love, love, love for you to share with me. So you can find me at Joyous Misfit on all of the social platforms, okay? Or joyousmisfit.com, but come and connect with me. And I would really love it if you are just stepping into this, you've not worked with me before, you've not experienced this work before, then I would love to invite you to come and book onto a pleasure prescription call. Your first call is complimentary, it's on me. I want you to experience this work and then you get to choose how you want to move forward. So I really look forward to connecting with you. I cannot wait to hear how you're getting on with this. And if you're not already, come and join the Pleasure Code community on Facebook. I would absolutely love to see you there so that you can share your journey and be there with this beautiful, beautiful community that is worldwide. So take care, my loves, and I look forward to speaking to you soon. Bye now.